What your children's attorney knows about love that most therapists don't. Children's attorneys occupy a strange space in our cultural imagination. They appear in courtrooms, draft legal documents, and speak in formal language about custody arrangements and parental rights. They seem like the opposite of therapists, with their hourly rates and professional distance, their focus on facts rather than feelings. But here's what most people miss. Children's attorneys often understand love in ways that even trained therapists don't. Not because they're better at feelings or more emotionally intelligent, but because they see love's consequences play out in the most revealing laboratory imaginable, family court. Love without the narrative filter. Therapists hear stories. Their clients come in with narratives already formed, explanations already crafted, and interpretations already settled. "I love my children more than anything," is something every therapist hears constantly. And they have no particular reason to doubt it. Children's attorneys hear the same declarations. But then they see the evidence. They review phone records showing a parent who claims to be desperate for more time but rarely calls when the child is with the other parent. They read text messages revealing someone who says they put their children first but consistently prioritizes new relationships over parenting time. They examine financial records of parents who profess devotion but won't contribute to medical bills or school expenses. This isn't about catching people in lies. Most parents genuinely believe they love their children deeply while simultaneously behaving in ways that contradict that love. The disconnect isn't conscious deception. It's the gap between how we understand ourselves and what our actions actually demonstrate. The revealed preference of love. Economists talk about revealed preference when someone's choices demonstrate their true priorities more accurately than their stated preference.